Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Well, as much fun as we have had in the first two and a half chapters of Romans, the fun really begins today. And it's not because we change our style or because we try something new. We are hitting the very beginning of Paul's argument in the book of Romans. Up until this point, it's been an establishment of guilt on the part of both the Jew and the Gentile. He is slightly meandered off the point of Israel, which he will come back to, but it'll take him almost 6 chapters of our writing, 5.5 chapters of our book. He doesn't write it in chapters, is why I say it that way. It'll take him about 5.5 chapters to get back to the Jew argument. So in the meantime, he's about to establish righteousness, but he's got to deal with this law issue, because back in chapter 2, he showed the Jews relying on the law and said to them, you're not as good at keeping it as you think you are. So when we get to Romans 3:19, we are introduced again, I shouldn't say introduced, we're reminded again that we're dealing with a Q&A style writing, that Paul poses a question and answers a question. He posed a lot of them in chapter 3 already. Now, short of putting a question mark on it, he's going to make a statement. But then he's going to show the counterpoint to that statement. So to do that, I want to jump just a little bit here through the book, just show you Paul's style, okay? Verse 19, Romans 3. We know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. Okay? Simple statement. Whatever the law says, it applies to those who are under it. You might better understand it this way. If there's a law, I live in the state of California. If there's a law in the state of California, and you live in the state of California, or you're dwelling in the state of California, you are under the law of the state of California. If you go to the state of Arizona, and that's not against the law in Arizona, then you can't be tried in Arizona for doing that action, though it would have been breaking the law if you'd have been in California. That law applies to those who are under that law. We know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. Call that point, okay? But watch this, counterpoint. That's Romans 3:19. You jump all the way to Romans 6:14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Okay. Let's put them up next to one another again. And this is great for people who are just listening to this podcast. Maybe you got your headphones in or whatever. I want to just real slowly show you a comparison that's going to really give you some liberty today. Romans 3:19. Whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law. Romans 6:14. Sin shall not dominate you because you're not under the law, you're under grace. How do those two go together? Well, they go together because if you're under the law, then you must obey what the law says or you're punished. If you're not under the law, you're under something else, under grace. Sin receives its power through the law. The middle passage is Romans 4:15, where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, if we could remove the law from off of people, then there wouldn't these demands would not be over their head. Instead, they would be under grace. So the law is not speaking to a new covenant believer. But here's that word again. Contextually, it was very much speaking to Jews who were trying to keep the law. Paul's not ultimately writing Romans to try to create good Jews. He's ultimately writing Romans to show you there's no such thing as someone who's good, who's a law keeper. And he has to establish guilt in order to do that. We'll continue that train of thought tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.